This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. On the theory that the theatrics of a big political speech matter almost as much as the content, British Prime Minister Theresa May is going to be in Florence, Italy tomorrow, an historic hub of the European economy, to give a speech in which she will lay out her plans to get Brexit negotiations back on track. Things have become fractious in May's cabinet, which becomes a problem when you remember that the details of Britain's departure from the European Union have to be completed in the next 18 months. The clock is a ticking. Londoners especially are worried amid a steady stream of news about other European cities luring international banks away. The German city of Frankfurt seems likely to benefit from any Britannic financial exodus. But as Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports, not everybody in town is overjoyed at the prospects of thousands more bankers showing up.
In a cozy little restaurant on the edge of the financial district, the young owner, Louise Höpfner, makes herself a cup of coffee and relaxes after the lunchtime rush. Louise is rather pleased with herself. She took a gamble opening her restaurant a year ago. Now she believes it'll pay off, thanks to Brexit.
I think for me it will increase the demand, actually. More people, more business, more money. The Brexit will be good for us.
No one knows for sure how many bankers will flee London after Brexit and how many will end up here. 10,000, say the Frankfurt authorities. Some say it could be 50,000. Two blocks away from Louise's restaurant, another local business is quietly gearing up for the influx.
Welcome to our Frankfurt office. I can show you here some interesting properties.
Olivier Peters owns the Sotheby's real estate franchise in this city, selling high-end properties to the very well-heeled.
This is now one of the most expensive properties we are currently offering. It's a beautiful villa for 4.9 million euros.
Cheap. By London standards, the same mansion in the British capital would cost three times as much. But Olivier says Frankfurt prices are rising.
We have sold some villas where we were of the opinion that this may be 10 to 15% overpriced, but we still got them sold quite quickly.
Because of Brexit?
We cannot answer for sure, but it went much quicker than before Brexit.
No sales yet to London-based bankers, but just the prospect of at least 10,000 rich newcomers arriving in the city appears to be pushing up prices. Deutsche Bank, whose twin towers I can see on the skyline, reckons that Frankfurt property overall is up 11% since the Brexit process began. And that's worrying some local residents.
People who live now in Frankfurt, they fear very strong that the prices will go up and up here and they have no chance anymore to live in Frankfurt here.
Festus Meyer, a middle-aged office worker, says there's already an acute housing shortage here. Frankfurters of modest means will be forced out of this city and it'll become more exclusive.
We'll change the atmosphere. It will change here some parts of the city of Frankfurt here. And the gentrification here will start.
Gentrification?
The gentrification, yeah. They don't like it too much, general public here. Yeah.
And here's his vision of hell. This broad avenue in the centre of Frankfurt, Europa Allee, is a likely destination for the incomers. Luxury apartment blocks and shops have been springing up here for more than 5 years. Several hundred people already live here, but it doesn't look or feel like a community. Tobias Schmitz of local housing campaign group MHM.
We don't see many people around here. It's pretty grey and it's sterile. No life at all. It's dead. It's like a ghost town.
He claims the financial workers who live here only use the place to crash at the end of the day. They have no interest in putting down roots.
It's a very fast business. People want to make money in a few years and then move somewhere else.
He'd prefer the Brexit bankers went to Paris instead. But on the other side of town, not far from the European Central Bank, I met two students, Robin Ladvig and Saman Danadeh, would be happy to see the fleeing bankers rolling into town.
With more bankers coming in, there will be higher income of taxes. That will also improve not only Frankfurt, but the whole region.
My comment on all the bankers is come over here, you're welcome.
The more the merrier.
Yeah, the more the merrier, yeah.
But it must be said, those two students are studying finance. In Frankfurt, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.